The text for today's homily is Psalm 41, the psalm for the day, and Leviticus chapter 19, verse 18, the last verse of the Old Testament reading. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, amen. Psalm 41, which I read by myself this morning, is not included in either the Lutheran hymnal or the Lutheran worship. Psalm 41 is one of the psalms that is to be introduced to the new Lutheran service book. It reflects themes that occur elsewhere in the so-called first book of the Psalter, Psalm 1 through 41. Psalm 41 begins with the words, "Blessed is the one who considers the poor or the weak." According to verse 2, the one whom Yahweh protects and keeps alive is called blessed in the land. The Hebrew word for blessed appears as the first word of Psalm 1. Blessed is the man who walks not in the counsel of the wicked, nor stands in the way of sinners, nor sits in the seat of scoffers. Also in Psalm 32 we read, "Blessed is the one whose transgression is forgiven, whose sin is covered. Blessed is the man against whom the Lord counts no iniquity, and in whose spirit there is no deceit." The persons who are referred to as blessed are those whom God has favored and protected. They are people whom Yahweh has forgiven. They, in turn, are a blessing to others. The superscriptions of both Psalm 41 and Psalm 32 designate David as the psalmist. In Psalm 41, David appears to lack confidence that he is one of the blessed. He realizes that he is a sinner and in need of the Lord's forgiveness. Verse 4 reads, "As for me, O Lord, be gracious to me. Heal me, or heal my soul, for I have sinned against you." Again in verse 10, David prays, "But you, O Lord, be gracious to me and raise me up." In Psalm 32, verse 5, David states, "I acknowledged my sin to you and did not cover my iniquity. I said I will confess my transgressions to the Lord, and you forgave the iniquity of my sin." In Psalm 41, David also prays for healing and complains that people around him seem to be rejoicing in his weakened condition. They do not speak well of him and wish him dead. David says, "Even my close friend in whom I trusted, who ate my bread, has lifted up his heel against me." Incidentally, this is a verse which Jesus refers to in relationship to Judas, who betrayed him. Some words of Psalm 41 seem to contradict the words of Leviticus 19:18. According to Psalm 41, David prays, "But you, O Lord, be gracious to me and raise me up that I may repay them." But in Leviticus 19:18, Yahweh said to his people, "You shall not take vengeance or bear a grudge against the sons of your own people, but you shall love your neighbor as yourself. I am the Lord." Two helpful interpretations have been offered. According to the one interpretation, the assumption is that David is praying to be restored to his role as a king, in which he is to administer justice. According to the other, David himself provides the evidence that he is a sinner and in need of the Lord's forgiveness. As Psalm 41 ends, the psalmist does express the confidence that the Lord will conquer the enemies, his enemies, and he anticipates remaining in the presence of the Lord forever. We, like the psalmist, may have our moments when we lack the confidence and conviction that we are blessed in the sight of God. We may experience illness and sickness, or those around us may do so. The so-called unholy trinity, the devil, the world, and our sinful flesh, conspire against us and would have us question whether God really cares about what goes on in our daily lives. There are those times also that by words and actions we have sinned against the Lord and the people around us, and we know it. The Holy Spirit would remind us that the Lord has forgiven us. We have been favored in a sense more than the psalmist. While David anticipated the coming of his greater son, God's holy gospel has announced to us that God's Messiah, his anointed one, has come. Jesus Christ suffered and died to pay for all of our sins. We have the good news that Jesus Christ rose as victor over sin, death, and the devil for us. We have been baptized into the death and resurrection of Jesus Christ. We have his Holy Supper, where he gives us his very body and blood for the forgiveness of sins and the guarantee of the full experience of eternal life. As the blessed people of God, we are empowered to consider the poor, those who are physically weak and spiritually weak. We have been called to love one another and to forgive one another in and through Jesus Christ. Blessed be the Lord, the God of Israel, from everlasting to everlasting. Amen and amen.